Welcome back to another episode of Plumbing Secrets and Other Political Trappings. This is your host, Ed Harris. Today's episode is entitled The Bathroom Sink. The dreaded bathroom sink. Anyhow, this is being recorded post Thanksgiving 2020, the day after I happened to find myself in the great state of Maine, in Camden, Maine. Absolutely lovely place. We had to come pick up our youngest from college. As so many of you have had to do, the schools are shutting down, and the kids don't go back until spring. They're finishing up the final semester remotely. So they're taking all their tests and finishing their courses online at home. And schools, most of them, are shutting down. But that means you got to come get your kid. And our youngest goes to school up in Maine. So for those of you who have picked up on it, I'm from Clearwater, Florida. So the drive from Clearwater, Florida to Maine is a long drive. But it is worth it. Little bit of a dangerous time because of COVID, so that made it very interesting, but we survived our trip very safely, and we survived our Thanksgiving very safely, and we'll be heading back out tomorrow. Headed back home to Florida, but before, wanted to get in a podcast and do my first podcast from the great state of Maine. The bathroom sink. Let's see. The first thing we should throw out there is stop putting crap down your bathroom sink. Anyhow, so many people, the average person, you know, the sink gets stopped up, and it's like a terrible cycle or circle, whatever you want to call it, and they're putting all kind of chemicals down there and trying to get things, you know, people come up with home remedies they find online, you know, baking soda and peroxide, all these different things, right? And we'll get into this a little bit here, but let me be clear. The best thing for your bathroom sink was right in front of you all the time. And it's the one thing that's completely underused in most bathroom sinks. And that's the hot water. On the left side, if you have a two-handle a sink, the hot should be on the left. If it's a single handle, I'm sure you can figure out which one is hot. But that is one of the key secrets to a properly working bathroom sink. Now, before we talk more on the hot water and some other tips, one real important thing that over the years I have found in homes, and it's typically not done by a plumber. So let's clarify that. Most of your good licensed plumbers will not do this or use this. If you look under your sink, you open the cabinet, and you look at the pipe that is coming out the bottom of the sink, typically, not always, but typically, you'll have a metalish type pipe or something that looks like metal or gray coming out the bottom of the sink, and then it's connected to something that is white that goes into what's called the P-trap. Your P-trap, if you don't know, is shaped like the letter P if you were to stand it up. It also can look like a J. Just, you know, think about the shape of the letter. That is where the water is trapped and stays when you're not using your sink. And it keeps sewer gas from coming up, ants and things, you know, coming up through your sewer system and coming up into your sink. It's a real simple solution, been around for hundreds of years. But there's a pipe in between that P-trap and the bottom of your sink. It should be, and it's supposed to be, a nice, smooth pipe. You should be able to run your hand down it, and it should be smooth. There may be a nut at one end or the other, or some type of rubber fitting that clamps it together, and that's fine, but the pipe itself should be smooth. The thing I keep seeing is an accordion type pipe. And if you know what, think about what an accordion is. You know, the guy swings the thing back and forth. It pumps air into his little keyboard and he plays it. So it'll have an accordion shape to it. Well, you need to get rid of that. That's not something a plumber, any self-respecting plumber, would put in. That is a shortcut that's sold typically at your box stores, your hardware stores, and it's a do-it-yourself fix, which is not a fix. It is a horrible, horrible mistake, and it will cause your bathroom sink to stop up. You have basically taken a 6 to 12 inch pipe, okay, because it depends on the where your P-trap is, how tall your cabinet is, how shallow the sink is. So there's some play in the distance from the bottom of the sink to the P-trap. You can just look at it. You don't have to be a plumber. But the accordion shape does several things. Because it's an accordion shape, you have to kind of, you know, if you haven't had your coffee, you better drink your coffee, because you have to think a little bit here. You need to bear in mind that the distance from A to B, from the top of the pipe to the bottom of the pipe, is a set distance. If it's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 inches, whatever it is. When you put an accordion pipe in, now the pipe is going out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in. And you've just taken piping that the overall dimension on the outside may look like 12 inches, but if you add up all the going out and in, the accordionness of it, now the actual linear foot or linear inches is 20 inches long if you were to stretch it all the way out. So you've made the pipe longer for things that are going through there. Think about it. I'm trying to think of a good way to put it. If you're an ant trying to climb up it, okay, you would have to traverse every single little piece of that back and forth, all the way up. Well, if you're debris trying to leave, the water doesn't just, you know, pour all straight down the middle. It tends to vortex or waterfall down through the pipe, down to the P-trap. So what happens is, you know, you shave, you're washing your face, using all kind of products. And those are okay. I don't want you worrying about the products you use. We're all going to keep using toothpaste. Some people love to shave in the sink, although that's not the best place to shave, but okay. If you do, it's fine. But all those products do go down the sink, and it's okay. All right, it's normal. You're not the cause of your problem necessarily. But that stuff builds up on the inside of just plain pipe, smooth pipe. So when you have an accordion pipe in there, not only have you literally created a longer pipe, which you don't want, but you've created a place for things to hang out and build up. So it builds up, and two things happen there. Number one, the building up. That's a big thing. You're making the pipe smaller, and the pipe actually needs to be a certain size. A bathroom sink, the smallest that pipe can ever be is 1 1/4 inches. That's it. If it gets to be less than that, you end up having flow issues where things don't flow out. The other thing that happens with that accordion type quick fix is that you've created this, I'm trying to think of a good word, table. It's a table. You create, you know, all up and down it. You know, it's got like these shelves and tables, basically, where stuff is growing. And regardless of what cleaners you put down there, I don't care if you pour a gallon of bleach down there, you're never going to clean that all off. You may get some of it. Now, since that is above the P-trap, which is your safety, your backup, your wall against whatever is, you know, in your sewer, you've created this area now that can sit in a dark, damp place and grow things. So congratulations. Now you're growing new life forms. Actually, they're not new, but you know, they're not something you really want to grow in your bathroom. Your bathroom should be somewhat sanitary. It's one of the places we take our first aid. We put Band-Aids on. We shave with razors on our face. We're brushing our teeth. You know, the bathroom should be somewhat sanitary. Well, now you're growing stuff in your bathroom, and the spores are coming right up out of your sink. And every time you turn the faucet on, you're feeding it with water. Some of the key things that things need to grow. So just not the best place to have a garden. So get rid of that, or have your plumber get rid of that if you see an accordion shape anything underneath your sink. Again, it's a shortcut. Where this stems from is somebody didn't know how to do plumbing, and they didn't understand geometric shapes. And the pipe that comes out of the wall or the floor that connects to your sink didn't line up perfectly. It actually shouldn't. It should be offset a little bit. And that's why a P-trap has a swinging part to it. The P, the tip of the P, has, you know, swings left or right, and then it tightens up. It's designed to be offset. And for whatever reason, they didn't want to use the right fittings, so they used an accordion pipe that bends in any which way, and it is wrong. That's one of the biggest things I find in bathrooms that is seriously wrong, that causes the most drainage stop-ups. Now let's go up above the sink. Most people have a typical pop-up assembly. Pop-up assembly is nothing more than that rod that's up there near your handles on your faucet, and you pull on it, and the stopper goes down. You push on it, and the stopper goes up. Well, bear in mind there is a piece that you don't see. It's another rod. And if you can imagine, think about driving through a tunnel in your car. Typically, the tunnel is free and clear, 360 degrees in front of you as you're driving through. Imagine that there's a pole right down the middle from the top of the ceiling to the floor of the tunnel that you're driving through. Well, turn that up on its side and you have your pop-up drain, because that little pop-up in the sink has to be connected to something to lift up and down. So, not that it's a negative. It's really not. It's not a big deal. It doesn't really get in the way of too much. However, we all have hair on our bodies and things that go down the sink that may be stringy, a little piece of dental floss, whatever it is, falls down the sink. It can catch on that rod. It should pass by just fine. It's a smooth rod that's connected to it. If you do not have that, then you have what's called a pop-up. They're all called pop-ups because they do pop-up. But the one that you touch with your hand down in the sink, you push on it, and it springs up. If you were to unscrew that, you would notice that it is attached to a cross that's down in there, a dead cross. It's all even on all sides inside of that circle. Screws right into that. It has a rubber on it. It pushed down. It seals up. You can fill the sink up. Well, the cross actually is more likely to get stopped up than the rod for the standard pop-up assembly. But people do like them. They are attractive looking, more attractive than your standard pop-up. And when you're using a vessel sink, the bowl that sits on top of your countertop, you can't use the standard pop-up. You have to use the one you hit with your hand. So basically, you know the things that may cause your drain to slow down or stop up. The best way to combat against it is with hot water. It's sitting right there, the hot handle. Now, I tell people this also for another reason. And you've all heard the saying about killing a bird, you know, two stones versus one stone. You kill two birds with one stone if you can. It's always a more efficient way. Most of us out there do not have recirculation pumps that bring hot water to our shower and make it almost as if it's on demand. Many people do have recirculation pumps, but most of us don't. So most of us are used to turning on the shower and letting it run for a minute until the hot water gets there. That is a waste of water. Now, also, we've all been told in years of late, the last 20 years, there's been a big push about, you know, conserving water. And that's good. That's actually a plus. However, if you're one of these people, don't have a recirculation pump, which is most of us, and you use cold water to brush your teeth, but yet you turn the water on, wet your brush, turn the water off, and you sit there and brush your teeth, and then you go in the shower and turn the hot water on and let it run for a minute till it gets hot, which you're going to do if you're, you know, unless you're used to the Arctic freeze or something, you're just wasting water anyhow. And the way to kill the two birds with one stone is to stop using cold water in your bathroom sink. Unless you're just filling up a glass to drink some water, you really shouldn't cut the cold water on very often at all. Should always turn the hot side on. And yes, do you leave it running? Yes, you do. You leave it running until it brings hot water to your sink. And you brush your teeth before you take a shower. We're actually killing five birds with one stone, okay? Multiple birds here. You are using the best thing to keep your sink drain clear, which is hot water. Takes away all the stuff, all the toothpaste, anything that's oily that we're using for face cleansers and astringents and shaving cream and all that stuff. It's helping push it on down the drain so it's not stopping up your drain. You're also bringing hot water to your bathroom, to that general area, okay? So now you're not having to wait a long time for the hot water to get to the shower. It's already in your bathroom. It's only a matter of seconds before it comes to the shower head when you get ready to take a shower. Now, of course, the other thing is if you're brushing your teeth before you take a shower, it's encouraging you to brush your teeth more often because some of us take showers twice a day. Take it in the morning, take it at night. Not everybody. I would say probably the majority of people take one shower a day, but for those of us who work in construction or various jobs, yeah, we take a shower in the morning and we take a shower when we get home at night. So you're brushing your teeth religiously, you know, and you know, it's, again, you're just helping yourself, helping your body. None of us like to admit that there are days where we've only brushed our teeth once, but it happens to all of us. Come on. You have a really bad day. You've only brushed your teeth in the morning and find yourself asleep at night. Haven't done it since. So these are all good things to remind and keep things going, but you're actually creating a better footprint, a better carbon footprint. You're using less water. Because you've brought it to the sink. And in most cases, you will use less water in your bathroom sink than you will your shower. Less water will go down the drain and just go away that was unused. So you're actually cleaning it out. I would avoid any chemicals going down your sink like Drano and things like that. It's bad for the pipes, bad for the environment. It's bad for the trim. It'll eat up the trim on your drain and discolor it and ruin it permanently. Those are not good solutions. It's better to get it working properly and then keep it working properly. It's not free because you're heating the water and you're paying for the water that comes from wherever, either through paying for electricity for your pump or paying the city or municipality for the water. It's not exactly free. But it is yours, and you didn't have to go out and go to the store and buy some product. The typical cleaning products that are used to clean a bathroom sink range from mild bleaches to ammonias to Windex, ammonia-free Windex, whatever. Those are plenty to go down the drain to help assist clean it. Just from cleaning the sink itself, the little bit that goes down it, that's more than enough. You don't need to add more stuff down that drain. It will flow out naturally, and with the hot water, it'll peel the stuff away and keep it on the path that it needs to go on. And you'll keep yourself from ruining your sink with caustic chemicals or the trim, because it will eat it up. So that is one of the key secrets. There's two things that are most common that people do that run your sink and cause you to run your sink and cause it to back up. There's a little tool that they love to sell the made for TV thing that's often you'll see it in stores or on television. And it's a little plastic rod. And I can't begin to tell you the number of people who get those stuck or they break off. And then they call a plumber. You're not going to have to call a plumber if you're just religiously using the hot water. It will wash everything away. And I'll have people who use plungers on sinks. That tends to be a bad idea too. You'll just blow the pipes out underneath the sink and make a big mess. One other key component to a good working sink is air. Now, you heard me mention vessel sink a minute ago. When you have a vessel sink, the assembly that's in the sink for the drain, most of the time, okay, is a rather large or abnormally large a disc, and the reason for that is the water from the faucet will hit that disc and flow out over it into the sink and allow air to go into the drain while the water is going on, which is very important because a vessel sink doesn't have what's called an overflow. So think about it like this. If you stopped up the sink, turned the faucet on and walked away, come back in 10 minutes, you're flooding. Right? The sink is filled up and it's overflowing. There is no overflow. Aside from a vessel sink, if you have a sink that does not have a little hole somewhere in the bowl other than the drain, and again, you can say this is my opinion, but this is a professional opinion. You have a defective sink, and they make sinks all the time. They sell them at the box stores. Okay, your hardware store where you should just be buying nails, not plumbing fixtures, that do not come with an overflow. It is the worst idea that has ever come up in plumbing fixtures being sold at these big box stores. And it should have never been allowed. And you will find there are city and county and state municipal codes in some places that make it so you cannot put that in a new construction. It will not pass the inspection. So if it won't pass the inspection, why would you years later, because you're trying to save $7 or $20, buy that sink? You got to stop looking at stuff like, oh, it's pretty. It has to be pretty, sure. It has to look good and you have to like it, but it also has to work properly. Sinks, especially bathroom sinks, need air. And one of the ways they get air is through the overflow. And once a year, you should close off your sink. And we're not talking about a vessel sink here. We're talking about a normal sink. You should close off your sink, start filling it with hot water, and let the water fill up. You stand there with it, and you let water go into the overflow. Obviously, you don't let your sink go past that and overflow onto the floor. But running water down there is a really good thing. If you have an easy way to maybe put a little cleaner down that, that's a good thing too. A little bleach is really good in that. You don't want to get really harsh bleach on the trim because it'll pit it, it'll run it, it'll, you know, it can damage it. But getting a little bit of cleaner, whatever you're using to clean the sink, oftentimes you can take Windex, lay the bottle kind of on its side and squirt inside that little overflow hole. It helps keep the overflow hole clean for two reasons. Number one, the sink needs air to let the water out. Also, the overflow is important just for its namesake. So if the water runs too long while the stopper's down, it can't flood the house very quickly. Some of that water is going to go in the overflow and just go right out the drain. So if you have a sink and you don't have an overflow, you need to give that some serious thought. And if you're purchasing one, do not buy one without an overflow. It most likely goes against the code where you live, and you shouldn't be buying it anyhow because it doesn't work. They tend to stop up a lot because it can't get the air it needs, so it drains slower, so things build up in the pipe. Remember what I said at the beginning. When you start getting less than an inch and a quarter, and break out a ruler and look at an inch and a quarter. All it has to do is get down to 1 inch and it starts stopping up. So it starts running slower and then it builds up rapidly and then it doesn't drain. So there's really not a lot of play. And you don't want to add to your problem. So some of you will go run, look, and you'll see you don't have an overflow and scream, what do I do? You don't do anything. You wait until you're ready to change it. You don't have to go change it tomorrow. But when you go to change out the sink, make sure this time you have an overflow. If you're going to do a bathroom remodel, don't let some plumber buy some cheap sink. And I got to tell you, people argue with me about this all the time. Let your plumber buy the fixtures. Have a good relationship with your plumber where you trust them and you know they're not going to gouge you and mark things up ridiculously. But let them buy it from the supply house. And by supply house, I'm talking about the plumbing supply house, not some depot or whatever, you know, big box store. That's not the place to buy your fixtures just because you think you can save a dollar. You will end up wasting a lot of money in the future. And you will not get the kind of quality product that will actually last. Who wants to be changing out sinks every few years? I can't imagine anybody that would want to do that. You want something that's going to last. You don't have to worry about it. And it's minimal to take care of it. And again, taking care of the bathroom sink, you have everything at your house already that you need to take care of it. There's nothing you really have to go out and buy. However, they sell quite a few products. And if you stop and think about it, a lot of those products are after the fact. They're solving problems that have arisen. So just don't let those problems arise. And you don't need their products. I'm not trying to cut the nose off of somebody else's face, but you know they make good money off that. They're a for-profit company and good for them. However, you don't need all that. So that's the secret to a bathroom sink. It's that simple. And thought it was worth talking about. So listen, we're closing up the end. Want to thank our sponsor, Harris Plumbing. Better plumbing for longer living. Our family serving yours since 1928. Appreciate all they do to make this podcast possible. Appreciate all the listeners. Want everybody to be safe out there. You just had Thanksgiving. And hopefully it was a safe one, and if you have to travel, be careful getting home, avoid people, wear that mask, and let's finish getting through all this. We're really close. It's just, you know, something we have to get through and bear with it. Care about everybody's health and well-being, that's why I mention it. And as always, you know the famous catch saying, what do I know? I'm just a plumber. You guys take care, and we'll catch you on the next podcast. If you have any questions or ideas you want me to talk about, be sure and email me at edharris@harrisplumbing.net. Thanks and take care. Bye-bye.